This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh, did you miss me? Well, guess what? I'm back. I'm Bart Scott, and this is Barton Hahn, and you're listening on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can hit us up on the lines at 888-729-3776. Let's not wait. Today is like Christmas, free agency, and guess what? I can smell the hint of cash in the air. And the action has already started. You look at yesterday, DeAndre Murray. Yeah, I know I messed that up. I call it DeJounte. You know what I'm saying? But this is where I mess up. Like, me and James Brown used to have this conversation all the time. Black parents, we got to do better. Like, we can't just out here come randomly just spelling these names. DeAndre, DeBrickashaw, we got all these weird names. Let's just keep it simple, people. But I tell you what's not simple is this guy's game and what this means for the Spurs giving up on a young player that last year averaged 21-9. This is a signal, a clear indication that the Spurs are in full rebuild mode. You know, the Hawks acquire Gallinari. They acquire three first-round draft picks. And I tell you what, it's interesting because where does this land the Atlanta Hawks? Now you have an all-star point guard or all-star guard going to go with another all-star guard. We know that this is a guard and wing league. But where does this put the Atlanta Hawks? And are they trying to make a move? And is this a big enough move to put them in the top four? This is what today is all about. You got Jalen Brunson. You know, we think it's just a sure thing that he's going to be a member of the New York Knicks. Not so fast. The Mavericks are still lurking. Who knows if Mark Cuban can come with his Shark Tank act, you know, type of action right now. I'm saying, hey, man, I'm going to make a deal, and I don't want to negotiate with anybody else. We've seen Mark Cuban bully people before in Shark Tank. Let's see if he can bully Jalen Brunson into making sure that he remains a member of
Bart,
the Mavericks.
I thought only you lurked.
You know,
speaking of lurking, Freddie Coleman's here.
Ah, what's going on, people?
What's up, Fast Freddie?
I'm good. And I'm with you in terms of the bully tactics with Mark Cuban, by the way.
Yeah, he's done that, right? And he's got that ability, he's got that personality, and he could say, hey, listen, you know what we got here? Do you really want to go to an organization? Yeah, I know your dad's there, but, you know, let me tell you, I've worked with family before, and it's not all this cracked up to be. So maybe, just maybe, you might want to stay here where there's no state tax. We're going to offer you the same amount of money. You're going to get more of that money because no state tax here. Interesting, you know, development. You know, we heard that the Heat were going to have a meeting. You know, they debunked that pretty quickly. So, you know, that's less leverage for Brunson. But do you think it's a full – do you think this is a done deal that Brunson goes to the Knicks? Because if not, man, could the Knicks be left with pie on their face again?
Well, it's funny you mention that because nothing was really said in terms of Jalen Brunson going to the Knicks 4 years, $110 million. And then, Bart, you looked up, and then all of a sudden the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks were requesting meetings. If you're the Dallas Mavericks, you're thinking, okay, we bring in Christian Wood. We have Luka Doncic. We have the money to pay a Jalen Brunson. We're not just going to let him get away and go to the New York Knicks, and that's going to be that. So Mark Cuban is like, look, I don't care about helping the New York Knicks and helping their franchise. We're trying to win an NBA championship, and this guy is a guy that we believe is only going to continue to get better and better and better playing alongside our basketball team. So to me, it's far from a foregone conclusion that the New York Knicks are going to get Jalen Brunson, because if Mark Cuban wants him to stay, and I know Jalen Brunson's dad is part of the assistant coaching staff with the New York Knicks, it's going to be pretty hard to turn away from a franchise that took a chance on you when you were College Player of the Year at Villanova and people did not think you were going to succeed in the NBA. So, yeah, if you're a Knicks fan that didn't want Jalen Brunson in the first place, you're hoping that Mark Cuban's bully Shark Tank tactics are going to work. But if you're a Knicks fan that believes we got to find a way to get out of this abyss, you're hoping that Mark Cuban is not going to be able to succeed and keep Jalen Brunson in Dallas.
I mean, you look at what the Knicks did in moving more salary cap space, you know, trading two players the other day so that they can have the space to acquire him. But even with Jalen Brunson, where does that really put the Knicks? So that's why I really don't understand, you know, where that puts them. I know they've been looking for a point guard for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the contingency plan?
That's a great question. And I'll spin it this way. Remember when you decided to leave the Baltimore Ravens to go to the New York Jets?
Yeah, I was nervous.
The New York Jets touted you, said this is a guy that we need as a difference maker for our football team. We need the toughness at the linebacker position. We need a leader. We need a guy that knows this system and can teach it to everybody else. And you were an instant difference maker the minute you got to the New York Jets, where people did not have to be sold that Bart Scott was going to be a difference maker. The New York Knicks are trying to sell people in the golden age of point guards that Jalen Brunson can't be enough of a difference maker when you got Trae Young and now DeJounte Murray together with the Atlanta Hawks. You got the pterodactyl that is Giannis Antetokounmpo with the Milwaukee Bucks. You got Marcus Smart, no matter what you think, with the Boston Celtics. If James Harden is right and ready and healthy with the Philadelphia 76ers, we know what we're going to get from that basketball
team.
If Kyrie Irving is going to be the contrarian and not do anything to cause any kind of waves, then we know what he can do with LaMelo the Brooklyn
Ball.
Nets. Yeah, you keep on going. Preach that sermon, Preacher Scott, from that standpoint. Preach that sermon.
You even got baby Nicki Minaj, who we think will go to Fat Camp.
Absolutely.
And come back in Miami and be ready to go.
Not to mention Fred VanVleet with the Toronto Raptors, who won 48 games last year. So the selling of Jalen Brunson, it's like the Knicks, Bart, are trying to convince themselves that this is the right move. The Jets are not to convince themselves with you or anybody else that was the right move, because we knew what you could do. We still know what Jalen Brunson can do to the level that the Knicks are expecting him with 4 years and $110 million in his contract and in his pocket.
Hey, Freddie, I say it all the time. It's like when cats used to pull up to me, and I used to feel so disrespected when I worked my ass off to make a little cheese, put a little cheese on my taco.
Mm-hmm.
I had me a nice little Rolls Royce Ghost, and cats would pull up to me at the light like, yo, is that a Chrysler 300? I say, you disrespectful mother. You better not call my Rolls Royce no Chrysler 300.
Exactly. You know why? Because they looked at you and they didn't want to give you the credit that you deserve.
They never seen it. They never seen one before. So,
right.
You know what I mean? They thought I had a kitted up 300. Of course a Rolls Royce like a Chrysler 300 until you see it next to a Chrysler 300.
They thought it was exhibit pimping your ride and you didn't tell anybody.
So Jalen Brunson, we're saying that Jalen Brunson must be, because we're going to give him $20 million plus,
right.
We're saying he must be Kyrie. He must at least be LaMelo Ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to at least be Fat Kyle Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Van Fleek. He's none of those. And you're only going to recognize that when you put him next to those guys.
Yeah,
and you see the difference and understand that there's levels to this. Not saying he's not a good player.
Right.
I just don't know if he's the difference maker that is going to elevate the Knicks from potentially play-in type of team to top 3 or 4 or 5 and 6 within the Eastern Conference.
Bart Scott, Freddie coming to Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as your smart speaker. Don't forget about free agency starting tonight. NBA Today free agent special on ESPN, 4:30 Eastern time, and then 7 to 9 o'clock later on as well. And you mentioned in terms of difference makers, and how many times have we seen desperate franchises hoping and wishing that somebody that they're getting is going to be better than what people expect. And I don't want to be the person that is continually knocking Jalen Brunson, but I'm putting it in perspective in terms of what's going to happen, what the Knicks believe are going to happen, and now a tougher Eastern Conference. This is a team that last year finished 11th in the Eastern Conference, could not even make the play-in game after making the playoffs last year and losing in 5 games to the Atlanta Hawks. Everybody seemingly, Bart, has gotten better in the Eastern Conference. Philadelphia went out and acquired James Harden. He's better than Jalen Brunson, and they believe they're going to make each other better. We know what Boston can do. We know what Toronto can do. Look what the Atlanta Hawks were able to
Detroit, did you talk about free agency? Detroit, if they get DeAndre Ayton, can make a huge splash. When you think about Jaden Ivey, you think about Cade Cunningham, you think about Sadiq Bey.
Mm-hmm.
They could be the team that is moving from outside of the tournament
absolutely
to maybe being that 7th or 8th seed. So, yeesh.
Yeah, you can't be in the middle or hoping and wishing that Julius Randle is going to go back to what he did in the final year of his contract, or that R.J. Barrett can make that step up. I think that's more of a certainty to me, that R.J. Barrett makes a step up and makes this his basketball team. So who's going to be the Robin to his Batman? Is it going to be Jalen Brunson you're going to need in the golden age of point guards, or is it going to be Julius Randle? Where does that fall in terms of that ladder, in terms of importance when it comes to the New York Knicks?
I mean, it's they're banking on that they know their team and the personnel better than we know. And they're saying that, okay, Derrick Rose is going to come back. He's going to be healthy. That's asking a lot of him to be that sixth man of the year type of candidate. And also Mitchell Robinson. Like, who knows what the fate of Mitchell Robinson is? Mitchell Robinson could be gone as well. And it's interesting. You look around the league and you see guys, you know, that are may not be stars, but are very important to the success of their team.
Sure.
And they're deciding to opt out. We see Bobby Portis opt out. We see Patty Mills opt out.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it's a foregone conclusion that these guys figure out a deal. They just get a little bit more money. But who's to say that, you know, if you're the Knicks, that Patty Mills can't be a guy that you say, hey, man, this is a veteran. He's instant offense. You know, maybe we need to figure out some different things. Maybe instead of getting Jalen Brunson at that type of clip, we get Patty Mills and go get Colin Sexton, and we can get two guys, and we got better chances with Colin Sexton. Because you look at Colin Sexton and what he's been able to do, Darius Garland has become a star. You know, he was hurt last year, but he's a guy who throughout his career has averaged more points than Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a guy, you know, coming from Alabama, you know, being coached by the Admiral's little best friend in Avery Johnson. You know, he knows the point guard position, and that may be more bang for your buck if you're not sold. And maybe you can get him on a short-term deal that doesn't require as much money, and you can say, prove it. Let's see if you can, you know, be successful here because you got Wally pipped and lost your spot because of injury to Darius Garland.
We're going to do a little WWBD. What would Bart do regarding this free agent that comes up on Bart and Han here on ESPN Radio? Now we're talking. Getting it in here on Bart and Han.
We're getting gritty today right here, son. You going back to that dog room. You going back to the hood, to the block with this.
But don't we get gritty every day no matter who's with you on Bart and Han and ESPN Radio?
The ESPN. Well, that's you, OG. Uncle Do Wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Uncle Do Wrong.
Deacon Do Wrong. Deacon Do Wrong.
I'd rather be Uncle Do Wrong instead of Dudley Do Right. I'd rather that. I can take the Uncle Do Wrong.
Uncle Do Wrong or Deacon Do Wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We all got that uncle. We go over like, man, he's a bad influence on the kids, but we know he loves him.
Yeah, you know he's that kind of uncle that when you have the family reunion and he's carrying a grudge when it happened that Easter Sunday back in 1991 when Aunt Martha didn't give him the right kind of love at the church social and he hasn't forgotten about it.
Out there like Roscoe Jenkins. That was supposed to be my girl, man. He stole my girl.
Exactly.
Like, man, Deacon Do Wrong, stop. Man.
Exactly. That set to the entertainer gets in all of us when it comes to that standpoint. You can wane about the New York Knicks and maybe losing out on Jalen Brunson and what their future is going to look like. Hit us up at 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. But let's do a little WWBD. What would Bart do with when it comes to, for example, Bradley Beal? Looks like he's going to opt in with the Washington Wizards. That's a big decision. What would Bart Scott do if he was Bradley Beal?
If I'm Bradley Beal, I'm not opting in. I'm opting out, and I'm saying, listen, I understand that they can give me a 5-year deal opposed to a 4-year deal, but what's quality of life, right? We used to always say that, you know, whenever your career was over in the NFL, you can always go out to the Oakland Raiders, or you can always steal a couple more years. Mm-hmm. It was like going into Siberia, right? You become forgotten. You can get your money, but you're going to be forgotten. And at the end of the day, when you're making the type of money that Bradley Beal is making, not saying that, you know, he shouldn't get all the money that he can get, but quality of life and legacy at some point has to matter. Now, if I'm Bradley Beal, I'm saying, listen, this team, this organization is just not capable of being relevant anytime soon. We need better management. We need a better long-term plan. I've given this team 10 years of my undivided attention, and I can't sacrifice 3 or 4 more, because if I do that, you know, my legacy is going to be of somebody who didn't make an impact on the NBA. So I want to go somewhere where I can maybe make a legacy for myself and maybe be like the Matthew Stafford of the world, right? I think Bradley Beal is basically Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
He's there, and we don't know how great he is. It's because he's there. And if he goes somewhere and he surrounds himself with a great organization, great coaching staff, great structure, he may be able to be in that conversation as a top 10 or top 15 player in his league. Right now, you can't say that. He's been passed by a bunch of young guys simply because he hasn't been able to be put on the stage where people can appreciate and he can show up in the biggest moments where you make your fame at in the playoffs.
James Harden opted out of his contract, the Philadelphia 76ers, but he's expected to stay in Philadelphia. What would Bart do when it comes to how should the Sixers build around with James Harden and Joel Embiid?
Oh, man, when you think about what they need somebody that can come handle the ball. I mean, you look at what just happened in Brooklyn, you know, Patty Mills, he would be the perfect player for them because they lost a lot of that shooting when Seth Curry came over. So they everybody can just kind of pack it in and play the paint and make these guys shoot threes because they didn't have great 3-point shooters. Right. You bring a guy like Patty Mills over who shoots the 3-pointer at a high clip, and you can get some help and it opens up the floor for James Harden to be able to burp the baby or pat the basketball 1,000 times before he makes a decision, drive and kick. So listen, I will get him shooters. He needs shooters. He needs shooters and ball handlers so that he doesn't always have to carry the ball because that's exhausting, and we know that he's starting to slow down just a tad.
The one thing I want to see from James Harden is I want to see the James Harden that I saw at the beginning of his tenure with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Because he was in shape before he got injured, and he was a monster finding guys. Even when Kevin Durant was injured and Kyrie Irving not being there, he was that
facilitator.
Dude. Yeah, exactly. He was that dude. And when he needed to take over, he was able to do that to great effect. If we see that James Harden at the beginning of this season in Philadelphia, then they could be ready to knock out teams when it comes to people sleeping on him and thinking about he hasn't had playoff success before. We don't believe that he's going to do that now. What would Bart Scott do when it comes to Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and a possible divorce in Utah?
Yeah, I tell you what, man. Like, this thing has been festering, and when it's smoke, they're fire. They can say that they're cool, but we know that they're not cool. This team, this Utah team, seemed uninspired, and also they seemed like they didn't like each other and they wanted to compete with each other. And, you saw that any time a guy like Snyder steps down, that's an issue. Right. That just says that, hey, we've gone as far as we can go with this team. And it's time to make adjustments. So, I mean, I think you look at Donovan Mitchell, you look at Rudy Gobert, I don't say one of them stays and one of them goes.
Okay.
But I have to try and cash in a ticket. You think about Rudy Gobert, where he could fit. He's a dominant guy. You think about him going to Dallas. They need a big man. I know they got Wood, but Wood is on an expiring contract. This is the last year of his deal. If you can get a guy like Rudy Gobert, then you get somebody that can kind of be that, that protector. And he's a guy that doesn't want the ball or doesn't need the ball to be effective because Luka wants to have the ball. He dominates the basketball. If you look at Donovan Mitchell, if you can send Donovan Mitchell maybe to Miami, you can get a guy like Duncan Robinson.
Tyler Hero, maybe.
Tyler Hero.
You
can get draft picks, and you can get some young players that can fit into a young team and surround Rudy Gobert with that. But I think both of those players can't coexist. And Donovan Mitchell has already had some issues with how, the fans treat, African-American athletes out there. And it's rubbed him the wrong way. And I think that he's just over with it. And he doesn't want to start over with a new head coach. He said he came there and he signed his extension to play with Snyder. And Snyder's no longer there. So what is that telling you?
Yeah. William in New York, thanks for calling us on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80 at 888-SAY-ESPN. Big Willie Style, what you got?
What's up, man? Hey, Bart, how you like those Detroit Knicks now, man? Because my Kentucky Knicks, we coming, that? We coming.
Hey, man, Jalen Brunson, good luck, man. I tell you what, what's the over-under that the Knicks end up with a better record than the Detroit Pistons, man? If that's the case, it seems like one stock is going up and the other one's stock is kind of plateaued and starting to go down. Some bad candles.
Man, every time I think about that, how much the Detroit Pistons, not even a year later, could potentially be better than the New York Knicks, a team that's a playoff team last season?
Yeah.
That's just amazing how that could happen. Wayne in New York, what you got to say, my friend?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Listen, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that Brunson is probably coming to the Knicks. The only thing I just don't want to happen is for them to sign him to the money that I am hearing. He is not worth $100 million. If they sign him to this contract, it will go down as probably the worst contract in Knicks history, but what surprise, surprise, like Eddie Curry and Joakim Noah. Also take in consideration this. The Knicks now has $36 million under the cap. So Brunson is not the only move. I like for Bostradamus to really go into his crystal ball to find out what the Knicks are going to do as well. Is it Mo Bamba? Is it Colin Sexton, Bostradamus?
Oh,
wow.
Let me see.
He threw it at you, didn't he?
Oh, yes. I've been summoned, my child.
Yes, you have.
Oh.
What does the Bart ball have to say when it comes to the crystal ball?
What are the Knicks going for? Ooh, riddle me this.
Riddle me that! Who's afraid of the big black cat? Oh, yes! I see in the Knicks' future. Oh, what's old is new and what's new is old. They will sign Mitchell Robinson. Oh, yes! That's what the extra cheese on the tacos for. Mitchell Robinson and Jalen Brunson. Oh, that's it! That's it? That's it.
I don't know. I don't know whether to be impressed or scared. I think I'm both in this damn point. Keep weighing in. 888-ESPN 888-729-3776. And there is another decision that people be watching all summer that you better realize and don't forget about. That's next on Bart and Han, and this is ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
2 years, 97.1. Does not mean that LeBron James will stay with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
That's part of Bart and Han on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 8 in your smart speaker, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. So LeBron James, if he wants to sign an extension, he can do that by August 4th, $97.1 million in 2 years. Now, we know this, Bart, that the Los Angeles Lakers, they love having LeBron James a part of their organization. LeBron James enjoys being a Los Angeles Laker. But if I'm LeBron James, you sign a two-year, $97.1 million extension, you're letting everybody know that, yes, you have to pay me and not have anybody or any money left to make sure that any bodies you need to be an NBA champion.
And when you look at LeBron the last couple of years with Westbrook there, he hasn't even been the highest paid player on the team. And we know that, listen, LeBron James is worth his weight in gold as far as what he brings to your organization. We talk about his impact of what it used to be with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Just what he did for the business and what he did for the city, just his impact. You know, that's the other thing that comes with LeBron. And I think he does that better at this point than any other athlete in sports as far as the revenue he generates for local businesses, ticket sales, revenue, and also, you know, national games. But with that being said, him signing, even if he do decide to sign for that, and he'd be well within his right because he's worth that. He's already brought a championship. You talk about, you know, what he can do as far as his legacy. It means nothing because we know that these contracts, guys sign supermaxes just to be traded the next year. This is just what they do. So nothing is locked in stone. And LeBron James could sign because he deserves it. He knows that probably in his heart that they're not going to go anywhere, so I might as well get my cheese. And saying, you know what, next year I'll opt out or I'll get traded somewhere. And, you know, what the compensation you can get back for LeBron James can help you build your next legacy. You know, you talk about him. He's talked about going back to Cleveland, right? What would you get in return? They already got way too many bigs, whether it's Jared Allen, Mobley, you know, Kevin Love, who's a little older, they have plenty of assets. If they hold on to Colin Sexton, they can send him a point guard.
Sure.
Right? You know, so, you know, it's options there, but I can see LeBron getting every dollar that he wants because, you know, that's usually what they do.
You mentioned the word legacy, and we know that word, even though he'll never say it out loud, we know how important that word to LeBron James is.
when it comes to legacy, especially playing for that franchise. A lot of Kobe Bryant fans can't stand the fact that LeBron James is a part of the franchise that was so near and dear to them and also Kobe Bryant.
But Kobe brought five in. He brought one. Yeah,
and that's where I was going, because Kobe has five. LeBron has four. Here's another name that should be mentioned when it comes to LeBron James' legacy. Guess who else has four championship rings? It's that Steph Curry guy playing for the Golden State Warriors, because LeBron is going to be universally regarded as the greatest player of this generation. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Nothing against Kevin
we're
Durant.
We're in the LeBron era?
Absolutely. This has been the LeBron era for a long, long time. He's going to be considered the greatest player of this generation. But if you have less rings than the greatest shooter of all time when it comes to Steph Curry, I'm not going to say that's going to influence his decision to sign for an extension. But if Steph gets into, quote, DJ Khaled, another one, then another one, then another one, then he puts distance in terms of championship rings compared to the greatest player of this generation in LeBron James.
I mean, when you look at it, right, this can be the LeBron era brought to you by Steph Curry. You know what I mean?
That's good. You got to patent that. That's pretty good.
You got me patenting three things this week, man. I need to work with you
I'm trying to make you more money.
Cheese on my taco.
I'm trying to make sure the cheese in your taco keeps increasing, because it's good for the show, it's good for your soul, and damn it, it's good for the country.
But I tell you what, I mean, that would be the case. And you talk about, before we thought like on LeBron legacy hunt was going to be Kawhi Leonard before he got injured.
Sure.
If you listen to Steve Ballmer yesterday and how excited he is, does he give you a little Dick Vitale little vibe to you when he talks? The energy?
Yeah, he's an excitable boy. Yes, he is. He's a unique bundle, Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, like, bro, like, you need, we're going to get you some Adderall, man. You need to calm your ass down.
No, I don't want him to calm down, because if anything, the Lakers need more of that in their ownership group.
That's true.
Compared to the Clippers. And I get it. The Clippers always be the younger brother, the younger sister.
Until they're not.
Until they're not. But to me, in a town like that, they're always going to be second fiddle to the Los Angeles Lakers.
So you listen, the beginning, like, remember the Patriots before the Tom Brady era? That erased everything as far as the legacy. They passed a lot of organizations. And every once in a while, we see that happen with organizations. For a while, it was the Spurs. And they were out there in Siberia somewhere, out there, you know, and they became a franchise that we remember differently in history.
Right.
We forgot that when the Boston legacy started, right, and when the Pittsburgh Steelers legacy started, and when the Dallas Cowboys started, what were they before that, right? And it's always periods. It's periods in time.
Sure.
And it's usually around special players, right? Because if LeBron James would have stayed in Cleveland or went back to Cleveland or stayed in Miami, what would we be talking about Miami? Like, now we know that, you know, you look at Boston, they're so far in front. Boston and Los Angeles are so far in front. But who's to say 20 to 30 years from now, our kids are going to be looking at other dynasties and say, hey, they caught them and they passed them, right?
Right. That's
who's
fair.
So who's to say that, you know, why Kawhi is there at 30? He's 29 years old, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still a young guy. He got to the league when he was 20.
At 29 years old, this guy can, if he's able to get two championships for the Los Angeles Clippers, right? We're going to start looking at him, and all we know is, you know, revisionist history as fans. We just know what we've seen in our lifetime.
That's true.
And some of these kids now in the 80s and 90s, man, if Barry Sanders walked in passing right now, they would say, hey, man, can you tap Ezekiel Elliott for me? Like, what? I'm Barry Sanders. I don't tap nobody, man. You're supposed to be trying to holler at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This generation now, man, it's what have you done for me lately? So, Kawhi Leonard this year, if he's able to get another one, and close within one of LeBron James, he's done him with two organizations that have had the worst history. Like, so, like, if Kawhi was able to get – if he's able to get two with the Clippers. And can we ask the people to hit us up at 888-729-3776 if they agree with Bartholomew Scott? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, if Kawhi Leonard is able to win two –
okay.
With the Clippers.
All right.
He will have two with the Clippers.
Yeah.
And he won a NBA championship for a country. Don't say Toronto.
Yeah.
He won it for a country.
Canada. Oh, Canada.
And he's the MVP of those two. And if he's the MVP, that he has three MVPs and one with the Spurs, four.
Right.
Would those four be greater than LeBron's four?
Okay.
Because who he's done them with.
Yeah. Weigh in. We'll get your thoughts.
And say it with your chest. Say it with your chest when you come here and be able to show your work too.
Yeah, because he believes that if Kawhi Leonard gets two championships before LeBron gets another in Los Angeles – all of a sudden, we have a completely, to use your words, I'm going to paraphrase, different conversation in terms of greatness. Do you agree with that or not? 888-729-3776. We'll take your calls next on Bart and Han, and this is ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Little DMX bringing it in. Exactly. Get your dogs ready. Bart Scott Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80 in your smart speaker. Presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Gives you a chance to say what you want to say. Like Matt in Milwaukee. Matt, what you got?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? In Milwaukee, I just feel that Giannis is just so disrespected. Just to paraphrase Stephen A. Smith, I mean, what do you got? What people are looking for? He's going to win about two or three more championships. I don't care what nobody says. He's 27 years old, and everybody's talking about Kyrie. They're talking about in Philadelphia with the James Harden. They're talking about these other guys, but Giannis is there. He works hard every day. He's working out now.
But, with me, I'm talking about Kawhi Leonard, who I feel is disrespected or people forget because he's been around so long. It seems like he's been around forever. He's 29.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what his accomplishments are. Maybe he doesn't have the MVPs that Giannis has, but he has two titles, right? He has two championships, and he was the best player for both of those championships.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't get hurt, you can't tell me that, we may be already talking about the Clippers and having one with the Clippers. So if he's able to get three, let's not forget about the claw now. Sometimes we think and we disrespect him, but he's only 2 years older than Giannis.
Here's the deal with Giannis. The reason you should be glad, Matt, in Milwaukee, that nobody's talking about Giannis, because your team has no issues compared to Philadelphia, compared to the Brooklyn Nets, compared to the New York Knicks. Your team won a championship last year for the first time in 50 years. Giannis is one of the three best players in the world. The fact that nobody's talking about him, that's a good thing for Milwaukee and Giannis. That's not disrespectful. That means he's in a better spot than the teams we mentioned from that standpoint.
And what I like to say to people who, you talk about the best in the world, it's not an owned position. It's fluid.
It's always fluid.
You either raise up or you go down. Sometimes guys just have great seasons, right? And some guys, they announce themselves and they become who we think they are, right? We had to take out Kevin Durant because he was hurt for 2 years. So we took Kawhi Leonard out. And now he's coming back, and if he's the same player that he was or better,
we
have to put him back where he belongs, and that's up in the top five.
Because when Kawhi Leonard is doing his thing, there's no better two-way player in the league. The problem with Kawhi Leonard is that injuries and load management, that is a part of his narrative when it comes to his greatness being in the NBA. But if he wins a championship with that organization, the sad sack Clippers that have been like that forever – that's going to raise him to an even different level that nobody could have anticipated, especially when it comes to the greatest Kawhi Leonard in that city where LeBron James still playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. You get a chance to weigh in an NBA free agency, and Bart Scott's going to tell you exactly why you're wrong. Thanks to Bart and Han and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80 and your smart speaker, presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We know you got plenty to talk about, and even Bart mentioned that if Kawhi Leonard is able to win another championship, it'll be a third different franchise he's won a championship with. If he does have the Los Angeles Clippers, it has to be a different conversation about him being one of the best in the league and one of the best ever if he's able to do something like that that very few players have done. Jeremy the Mailman from Parts Unknown. What do you got to say about that, Jeremy?
Bart hit it right on the nail. If Kawhi comes back and wins two with the Clippers, like you said, he's 29. If he does it, you have to put him in over LeBron. He carried a country, Toronto. So, you have to put him top five if he wins two.
Yeah, he's gone. And, listen, he declined the right to go play with LeBron to be somebody that's going to compete against LeBron. Right? And when LeBron – I love saying Kawhi D LeBron up. Right? It's kind of like – it's some people, we all styles make fights. We always have those instances where we's like, man, this dude's just a weird matchup. This dude's great, but man, he always struggles, against this player. For LeBron, to me, the people that always give him smoke is KD and Kawhi. I love seeing him play because he has to play different. And I think if you give him some truth serum, he would say, man, those are my two most difficult matchups because of what KD can do on the offensive side against LeBron and what Kawhi can do defensively against LeBron, putting that big old, claw right in his back.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Kawhi can palm LeBron's whole head.
Oh, as big as his hands are? There are a lot of heads that he can palm. Not just human heads, by the way. There are a lot of animal heads that Kawhi Leonard can probably palm with those big old mitts that he has. Jacques in New York, what you got to say?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Bart, my guy. the disrespect is real. Listen, I'm a New Yorker all the way. I'm a Knicks fan for life. I've watched the greatness. Listen, when we're comparing LeBron, his entire career has been Michael Jordan comparisons. Michael Jordan. Let's keep it consistent. Just because little Stephen Curry just got another ring.
Little Stephen Curry.
We never called anybody else the greatest player just because they won four rings. Yes?
No. Okay.
Fine.
Okay. Let's do the comparison. You look at Curry. He's affected winning at one place, a place that was not a winning organization and made him a dynasty, right? So now you have to give him credit for the rings because he didn't run and go search when they were losing for 2 years. He stood there and took it. He's a guy also that changed the game. Did he not change the game? LeBron changed the game as far as, you know, the movement of free agencies and what it means as far as business. But Steph Curry changed the way that your kid plays the game. Like, guys run down, and instead of going for open layups, they run to the three-point line. Now, he's the greatest to ever do that. So he's affected the game as well, right? He's changed the game, much like Wilt Chamberlain changed the game, much like Magic changed it, much like LeBron changed it, basically being a point forward, right? Being one of the best assist guys. So if you look at the comparisons, I think they're very similar. You just see it differently because one guy is 6'8" and a physical freak, and another guy is just a sharpshooter.
Here's something else to that effect. I firmly believe for the longest time, and he keeps proving me right each and every year, that LeBron James, the greatest athlete that's ever played in the NBA. We've never seen a combination of 6'8", 240, 250, that can rebound, that can handle, that can, in modern basketball, can play five different positions, can defend, all those things. Athleticism-wise, he's the greatest athlete that's ever played in the NBA.
Ooh.
And Kawhi Leonard, is athleticism is off the charts. It's just a different kind of athleticism.
Yeah, he looks a little bit more stiff in the hips, but he's strong as hell.
Absolutely.
He can dribble. He
can elevate.
Yoke on you. He also has like that 18. He's a better mid-range shooter than LeBron.
Yeah, and LeBron's a better three-point shooter than him. He's elevated his game from the three-point line. It's so different because I'm not going to compare Kawhi and LeBron. I still believe LeBron's a better player, at least right now.
Yeah.
But if Kawhi wins a couple of championships with the Clippers and LeBron in decline, then it's a completely different conversation.
And he has 8 years to fulfill his legacy. LeBron's on his way out. Kawhi he's 29. So that means, let's just say, 8 more years. He leaves at 37. And if he leaves with 2 more championships, you know, he's never going to have the records from scoring or assists because he doesn't play enough. Right? He's a guy, load management. You know, it's a picture of his face right next to a load management. And it's almost crazy to even think about when he was doing load management. He was 27 years old. What the hell are you doing, load management? You 26 years old.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's like a Zen thing, Freddie, to be doing that.
Freddie, you got chest hair older than him, man. And he was sitting
that's
up there.
That's not a lie.
And he's sitting up there doing, you know, the load management at 29, 27,
well,
26.
Put it this way. He could do that because teams let him get away with it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you only can do what people allow you to do. And if you got that kind of power to use it, you're going to. Glenn in New Jersey, what you got to say, my friend?
Bart, my man, the prior caller called, you can't disrespect LeBron. We're talking about availability. I mean, Kawhi Leonard doesn't play enough, and LeBron has played at such a long time, at such a high level, his availability never in question, the MVPs, his dominance. He's sitting at top with maybe Curry, then Durant, then Giannis. Kawhi has people to pass. To compare Kawhi to LeBron now, no way, not even close. As good as Kawhi's a great player, but he still has to climb at least 3 or 4 players, maybe 5 players, before he can even look at LeBron.
Hold on. When did we start comparing LeBron to Michael Jordan? Was it when he had 4 championships, or were we doing that before he won 2?
Oh, we were doing that long before he won 2.
So, we're talking about this generation. We're talking about this generation.
To be honest, I'm saying LeBron hasn't passed Kobe yet. Y'all keep passing past Kobe. I'm like, when the hell did he pass Kobe? Kobe got 5.
Kobe's
he
gonna,
did it with and without Shaq.
Yeah, and LeBron may not get the 5 before Steph Curry. Stay tuned for that. as far as that goes.
Who you taking, Kobe or LeBron?
If you love WWBD, what would Bart do? You're going to love WWBST. Where will Bart send them when it comes to NBA free agents? That's next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.